This is Food Talk for Health, because you really are what you eat. Here is your host, Tonia King.
My guest today is Dr. Chad Larson from San Diego. And Dr. Larson, today we're talking about autoimmune disease. Thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You know, this is a scary disease. There are a lot of people that have been diagnosed with some form of autoimmune disease. Let's start by asking, how do you know if you even have it?
Well, oftentimes you don't know right away. There's some autoimmune conditions that manifest with pretty clear symptomatology that most doctors would be able to recognize. But those are the easy ones, and those are few, unfortunately. Most people have to kind of drift through the medical system, and they get, you know, a bunch of kind of common diagnoses until finally somebody starts to look for autoimmunity. So we all, as providers, need to get better at looking for autoimmunity, especially for chronic disease and chronic symptoms, much, much sooner, so the patient doesn't have to drift through the system so much, kind of bouncing from specialist to specialist to try to get some answers. So there's some common symptoms to think about, though, like, you know, fatigue is a common one. Joint and musculoskeletal pain is common. But beyond that, the symptoms could really be symptom-wide. It could be neurological and, you know, brain fog and brain issues. There could be hormonal issues. There can be gastrointestinal issues. So that's why if a person has multi-systemic symptoms, they really need to see a provider that understands how to put all the pieces together, because the problem with specialists is oftentimes specialists have a fairly narrow view of what's going on with the patient, and they're just concerned with their compartment, and they're not really considering the whole person. And so sometimes you have to see somebody who understands how to put all the different pieces together.
Now, when we say autoimmune disease, give me an example of what that would be. Is that MS? Is that ALS? What is it?
Yeah. Multiple sclerosis is one of them. So basically what it is from a physiological sort of perspective is the immune system has malfunctioned, and for a variety of reasons, it's starting to target its own body. So if it's attacking the myelin in the brain, that's multiple sclerosis. If it's attacking the joints, that's rheumatoid arthritis. If it's attacking connective tissue, it might be mixed connective tissue disorder or you know, lupus or one of those. Or if it's in the gastrointestinal tract, it might be celiac disease, or it might be ulcerative colitis, or it might be Crohn's. These are all autoimmune conditions where there's been immune dysregulation, and then the immune system starts attacking this tissue, causing damage, and in some cases, complete organ failure if it goes uncontrolled. So what our goal is to try and identify the trigger or triggers, what has caused that immune system to kind of freak out and start attacking these otherwise healthy tissues. So that's kind of, some common autoimmune conditions. But those are the ones that have names. There's lots of autoimmunity that is going on in people's bodies that doesn't actually have a name yet. We have to understand more about some of these autoimmune reactions that aren't officially autoimmune diseases. And this is where it gets a little bit gray, and this is where we're trying to increase our understanding of what causes the immune system to dysfunction like that.
So I guess it really is important to try to keep your immune system as healthy as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, fortunately, there's multiple layers to the immune system. We've, you know, developed these different layers of immunity probably as we've had different stresses on our body over, you know, through all of our ancestors. We've developed, a pretty robust immune system with multiple layers. But unfortunately, if just one layer of that immune system gets malfunctioned, it can kind of have a trickle-down effect to other levels of the immune system. But yeah, I mean, we just oftentimes people just have to go back to basics to support the immune system, you know, with diet really as the centerpiece. If we don't get the diet right, almost nothing else matters. There's no pill that you can take, whether it's a drug or a supplement, to override a bad diet, especially when it comes to the immune system.
And that was really one of my next questions. Can changing your diet or being conscientious of your diet help?
It's really the only way. It's really the centerpiece. Everything else is just extra, whether we're talking about herbs or vitamins or minerals or even medications. We're trying to target something specific with those therapies. But diet has to be the centerpiece. There's just no way around that. And I would maybe wrap in lifestyle with that, meaning exercise and stress management and stuff like that. We know exercise and stress management have very profound effects on the immune system as well. But diet, it's just got to be the centerpiece. Most of the immune system lives around the gastrointestinal tract. Some 70% of the immune system is around the GI tract. So if we're consuming bad foods, that gets assimilated into our system just like good foods does. So it's all about what do we want to assimilate into our system. And we get to make that choice every day with every meal. Our health in the future is dependent upon the foods we're eating right now. And so we have total control over that. There's some things that are outside of our control, but dietary choices is a big, big piece of the puzzle that is within our control at every moment.
We're talking with Dr. Chad Larson about the autoimmune disease. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Larson. I appreciate you talking to us today about the autoimmune disease problem that we have going on and also providing some hope that, you know, it can get better.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm Tony A. King, and you're listening to Food Talk for Health on Radio Daddy-O.